We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. The time is now 11 o'clock. It's time for me to hand you over to Fiona Torkington for tonight's edition of Late Junction.
If you were listening last night, you might have heard me play a track by that lovely singer famous in Shanghai in the 1940s, Zhou Xuan. And thanks to the composer Raymond Yu, who shared his collection with me of pop songs from the 1930s and 40s. Some great voices and a really wide range of sounds. I'm completely hooked. I found myself listening to a beautiful album from 1997 the other day, bassist Aral Andersen's Hyperborean. And from that, this is the title track. Aral joined here by the exquisite playing of drummer Paolo Vernaccia. Thank you. Thank you.
senseless deplore. He's gone, he's gone, he's lost deplore, and I shall never, 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 never see.
Susanna Vallimra, so instinctively right for the music of Purcell. And that's from a very recent release called If Grief Could Wait, where Purcell sits next to songs by Leonard Cohen, Nick Drake, and Susanna's own compositions as well. She's joined there by the viola da gamba player Jane Achtman. Giovanna Pessi plays harp and Marco Ambrosini plays nickel harp. It's a really fine CD. Before that, Aral Andersen from 1997 with Paolo Venaccia on drums and the Cicada String Quartet, the title track from the album Hyperborean. John Cage now and his suite for toy piano, which the pianist Margaret Leng Tan describes as the most charming and whimsical of his compositions.
Thank you.
Steve Harris and Zorm. Steve died nearly 3 years ago in Dorset, where he had lived and worked. But that was a track from the brilliant 2004 album Above Our Heads, The Sky Splits Open. And that followed John Cage's Suite for Toy Piano, played by Margaret Leng Tan. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Fiona Talkington with you till 12:30.
Kveld var så jordsleit og berger så blå. Jeg gikk da fylt av glede for noe jeg fikk se. Kvelden var så jordsleit og berger så blå. Jeg gikk da fylt av glede for noe jeg fikk se. Ei gullsky lå og sunde økt over Karitind. Jeg tok hun ned med augoa bare med meg inn. Ei gullsky lå og sunde økt over Karitind. Jeg tok hun ned med augo og bar med meg inn. Jeg stilte meg så varsamt og sa ikke et ord. Med gullskia i augo sto jeg framfor på mor. Jeg stilte meg så varsamt og sa ikke et ord. Med gullskia i augo sto jeg framfor på mor. Du stråla sa undren og smilte vang til meg. Ser du der ei gullsky, jeg tok hun med til deg. Du stråla, sa undren og smilte varmt til meg. Ser du der ei gullsky, jeg tok hun med til deg. Sa jam-di-da-di-da-i-ja-da-ho-a-den-då. Sa dam-di-da-di-da-i-ja-di-dam-da-den-då. Jam-di-da-di-da-i-ja-da-ho-a-den-då. Sa dam-di-da-di-da-i-ja-di-dam-da-den-då.
The Norwegian trio Tindra and Gulshi, or Gold Cloud, and that comes from a collaborative CD they released with a Polish trio Kroke, and I'll play you something of that collaboration a bit later on tonight. The next week, though, sees three concerts which are part of a series called Jazz and Experimental Music from Poland, taking place at the Vortex, the Forge and the Servant Jazz Quarters in London. At the Vortex on the 5th, you can hear the Arshin Duda duo featuring the young sax player Tomasz Duda with Krzysztof Topolski on drums and electronics. I do think it'll be a great gig as they're going for some quite long improvisations. So, here's a taster. Thank you. That's the Polish Arshin Duda duo, part of an improvisation from them. And they're going to be at the Vortex in London on the 5th as part of the Jazz and Experimental series from Poland. That's also on at the Forge and the Servant Jazz Quarters in London. Now, a singer from Venezuela with a captivating voice. She's called Cecilia Todd. And this is When the Sea, Cuando la Mar, la Mar.
Cuando la mar se torna apaciguada, calmada, suele la mar robar azules de los cielos. Se quita su gris, su opaco velo, su velo, mientras empieza a despedir la madrugada. Se quita su gris, su opaco velo, su velo, mientras empieza a despedir la madrugada. Cuando la mar se torna compañera de veras, le da su seno intenso, inmenso al hombre armado. Y ella le ofrece la pesca entre las manos, sus manos, para romper así su calma mañanera. Y ella le ofrece la pesca entre las manos, sus manos, para romper así su calma mañanera. Cuando la mar se torna por el día melodía del pájaro salado y salada la piragua. Fugaz canción, razón que sale de las aguas, sus aguas, te calmará la sed, tu sed del mediodía. Fugaz canción, razón que sale de las aguas, sus aguas, te calmará la sed, tu sed del mediodía. Se torna cariñosa y hermosa, suele llevarte lejos, tan lejos con la brisa. A la rojiza raya, rojiza que en la tarde rojiza, allá en el horizonte se posa y se reposa. A la rojiza raya, rojiza que en la tarde rojiza, allá en el horizonte se posa y se reposa. Cuando la mar se torna retrechera y arretera, se oyen pelear, pelear la noche y lo turquesa. Se ve llegar de pronto y pronto la tesada y triste, tal vez afortunadamente pasajera. Se ve llegar de pronto y pronto la tesada triste, tal vez afortunadamente pasajera. Cuando la mar oscura y meditada, cansada, se enciende con la luna, su luna y la santilla, parece renacer, nacer de sus sencillas orillas para volverse nueva, de nuevo apaciguada. Parece renacer, nacer de sus sencillas orillas para volverse nueva, de nuevo apaciguada.
La Quimera, musicians there from Argentina, Italy, Cuba and Venezuela, coming together in a traditional jacarás by Santiago de Murcia and Eduardo Egués. And they followed the gorgeous voice of the Venezuelan singer, Cecilia Todd. It's 40 years since Keith Jarrett released his first solo recording, Facing You, in 1971. His most recent release is named after the city of Rio, where he gave a concert this spring. Here's one of the improvisations from that concert. Keith Jarrett from his recent release, a double CD called Rio, recorded live in Rio in April. Now, a little more from that album I was telling you about earlier, which brought together the Norwegian trio Tindra and the Polish band Kroki, whose collaboration was the brainchild of the Førde Festival in Norway last year. Here they bring together a traditional Serbian tune called Ida Jano and Norwegian poetry.
Du bor der over väl med mjuk och kärlek hand. Du tackar mig för turen med mjuk och kärlek hand, sa du i dig då.
Thank you.
Chandra and Kroke, a Serbian song called Ida Jano and Norwegian poetry by Per Olaf Kaldestad. That comes from a CD they've called Live in Førde, a collaboration commissioned by the Førde Festival. The composer Annie Gosfield is at the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival on Friday and goes on to Liverpool on Saturday. Here's one of her pieces for piano and sampling keyboard. It's called Machine-like, but with some groove from Lightning Slingers and Dead Ringers.
Thank you.
Annie Gosfield's Machine-Like, but with some groove from Lightning Slingers and Dead Ringers. And as I mentioned, she's at the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival on Friday and goes on to Liverpool on Saturday. The nickel harpa is an instrument we associate mostly with Sweden, but the Belgian player Didier François is really into writing his own compositions for the instrument and arranging some classical music as well. This is one of his own pieces. It's called Nine. Super Silent from the album Super Silent 8. And they followed the Belgian nickel harper player Didier François. That was one of his own compositions called Nine. And almost time to come to the end of the programme for tonight. And I'm going to end with a German duo called 50-50, Eckhard Rössler and Manfred Kniel. And from their album Fragments, this is A Lullaby. Till tomorrow. Good night. There can't be many more serious Bach pieces than his last collection, The Art of Fugue. Serious and mysterious. What did he write the fugues for? Teaching, playing, or as a kind of private problem-solving? Well, that's the music which leads the way through the night here on Radio 3 this morning. Hello, and a warm welcome from me, Susan Sharp. The Art of Fugue was to be Bach's last words on the subject, and in fact it looks as if he died before he could finish the last fugue in the collection, and the performers here, the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin, are playing that final fugue exactly as Bach left it, and with the additional opening chorus from Cantata No. 38, Aus tiefer Not schrei ich zu dir.